Okay, hello?
Hey, Armand. Hey,
Hey,
shout out
what's
to your
going
chat.
on?
Oh, that last one got me. Great
Which
show, by
one?
the way.
Thank you.
The one with the black women and Cardi B. I seen
Oh.
it. That one got, I don't understand the need to go places if you feel as though you're not wanted there. You understand?
Yeah, well,
go ahead.
No, but I just don't agree with that because I mean, I agree, but I don't. Because I feel like, you know, it happens a lot, but I feel like, you know, black women should be able to go to these places because it's not just, you know, a club. I mean, you don't know who's there. Like, you want to see, that's the hot spot. That's where all the celebrities are. Like, I want to go and have a good time with my girls and let me in. Because in 9 times out of 10, it's not the establishment. It's the security guards that be with the, you know, trying to pick out girls that they want to try to bang at the end of the night.
Yeah.
So I don't think
but
it's
as
the establishment
a black woman myself, as a black woman myself and those like me, we just simply don't go where we're not wanted. It was so awkward and uncomfortable to see these women standing there saying they're not letting in black women, Cardi B. What if Cardi B never came? So they would have been still standing out there saying the same thing. And I do agree with you. Cardi B she did her thing in her Cardi B way, but the humiliation of it, like if you can sense that you're not wanted there, then go on someplace else. I do know what you're saying. Of course, we want to live it up and want to be with a celebrity. But if what that type of humiliation, when you look at the layout, oh, they not letting black girls in, Cardi B, please, that begging type of thing, you know, it's just, it was uncomfortable for me. It really was. It's sad. It's just like, girls, please.
Well, how old are you, caller? I'm only
30.
Asking for a reason. Oh, well,
I'm
see, 30. Girl, you're around the age where I feel like you should understand wanting to get in there and go to the party. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to shame those girls for still wanting to get in. That's probably where the hot spot was that night.
Yeah, and most likely it is, but it's like, I don't know, the image of them, they not letting our black girls in, and you still standing there? You get what I mean? Like, I know exactly
what you're
saying.
That's probably one guy. That's probably one dumb security guy trying to have some power because it's some clout there, a celebrity. You know, but when you get in there, like, that's over. I don't know. I've dealt with security and people. Like, they're annoying, and they overhype themselves, and they overstep their positions. They think too much of themselves so many times.
They have more authority than they do. Yeah.
Yes, but once you get past that, you end up having a great night because they don't usually give that in the inside.
Yeah, it was just they're not the listening to them and hearing how they were saying it. And Cardi, please, I did not like it. I would have been like, girls, let's just go someplace else. I would have just, it would have just been to say those words, they're not letting black women in, is so humiliating. You get with the whole scenario. Cardi B, begging Cardi B, please tell them to let us in. And she's saying, you got to let black, you know her little way. We got to let black, some black girls ain't here. But then it's like, and then still complain after that. It's like, why go through that humiliation, that dehumanization? I do know what you're saying, Armand. Everybody wants to have a good time. But it was so degrading and embarrassing. And I just hope and wish that black women would evolve to a certain point where it's like, you don't want me here? No problem. Bye, scat. You know, I'm out. You know, I just hope they get there. But I thank you so much for having me, Armand. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for calling in, Bo. Love you. Bye. Okay, let's take another one. 6647, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. I wanted to talk about the same thing, but I just feel like a lot of people just be in these comments and commenting about Cardi B to do so. Like, comment, tell your local governor, you know? Like, vote for people that's going to put things in office that's going to make it work for us. Like, I don't know what Cardi B is going to do for that. And then I feel like some black women need to change their approach and change their attitude, you know?
I feel like she damned if she do, she damned if she don't. Like, it was people I was seeing making videos, but, like, they didn't even appreciate that. You know, it was like, you know, it was like, girl, like, what did they want Cardi B to do, honestly?
They act like it was a black woman walking in there. Well, I know Cardi B is, like, I think Puerto Rican or Dominican. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you acting like they got, that they're notoriety for her. Now, let's say if it was Nicki Minaj walking in there or somebody that was truly, fully black, then I could see them even asking her to say something. You know what I'm saying? Because your club is getting promoted by black women, but you're not letting black women in.
Right, because no shade. I wouldn't even thought to even ask Cardi B to tell Cardi B that they're not letting black women in. Because, I mean, I don't see her as black first. So I wouldn't have even thought to even ask her to say anything.
Exactly. So it's just like, I don't understand. I feel like I'm a black woman myself, but I just feel like certain black women that have that negative vibe and attitude, they're not going to let, they don't want that type of, they don't want you to be fighting in there. They don't want that type of environment. So if you don't want to be stereotyped like that, stop acting like that.
Well, we don't know how the girls act. I don't want to say all the black girls is ratchet because,
I'm not
you know,
saying all the black girls because I don't act like that, but I'm just saying that a lot of these ones that be online with the want everybody to do so much for them and you know what I'm saying? They got something to say about that. Is y'all on the same spectrum?
Here's the thing, too. Here's the thing, too. I didn't see what those girls look like, but some of these clubs be having dress code. Like when it's hot, you got to look a certain way. And I'm not even talking mm-hmm. about black or white. I'm talking about aesthetically, like what does your outfit give? So if you not really cute, if you're not really put together well, you might get passed up. And the fact, you know, those girls could kind of be, the fact that you out there yelling, Cardi B, not like that. I don't want to put my foot in my mouth, but
they
don't know what.
They don't want to let you in already.
We don't know how they present it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some of these clubs, it's based on a image.
Mm-hmm.
Are you dressed a certain kind of way?
My birthday just passed, and we went out to a club, and it was a bunch of girls, not just black girls, Mexicans. You know, just a bunch of girls to the side that had on tennis shoes and regular clothes, and they wasn't letting them in.
Right.
But you're not even with the dress code. So why do you feel like they're going to let you in?
Right. So that was the other part. Thank you, caller. We've got to move on, though. But thanks for calling in.
All right.
Okay. Let's keep pushing. 8737, you're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Let me turn off the other thing that's going on in the background. Okay, yeah. So just two quick things. As far as the Cardi B situation is concerned, I agree with you in terms of her being damned if she does, damned if she doesn't. It was an off-the-cuff kind of thing. Like, she just sort of was just there like, okay, what's going on here? Y'all need to let some black people in here. That's all that was. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I understand the situation about, you know, whether, you know, they were dressed cute or not. You know, I went to the Tunnel and Limelight back in the 90s, and you know, if you had a quote-unquote Banji look, then they weren't going to let you in on certain nights. And I remember all that foolishness, which is, in my opinion, steeped in racism, but that's a whole nother story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing wrong with her saying that, so just that's that. Really quickly about the Tasha K situation, though. You know, she's going to lose this poor fact 100%. That's just a fact. But she has a couple of other tricks up her sleeve in terms of other little scandals when it comes to other people that maybe might not be in the mainstream. You know, she's definitely gone ass polite. You know what I'm saying? That's like
mm-hmm.
a huge, big thing. And that situation actually turned out to be true. So Brother Polite stuff is playing now in the news. You know, there was a court a hearing recently. There's another one coming up in another maybe month and a half or something like that. So that's going to give her a little bit of validity going forward.
Okay.
So she definitely does. Yeah. It's going to give her some validity because she was really the first one to sort of break that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and everybody was like, oh, is Tasha K, is she lying? Then it was on the news, and everybody was like, oh, snap, wait, hold up. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So she does have a couple of little tricks up her sleeve, but overall, I agree with you as far as her credibility will take a hit because she made too much of a fuss about this Cardi B situation. Brother Polite is not on everyone's radar.
No.
You know what I mean?
And I think also what she'll do – I think that after this, I think that if she loses this, Offset mm-hmm. better be on his P's and Q's, because she's going to be humiliated.
Oh, no.
Because she's
fact.
Gunning
That's a
for
fact.
Them. And like in a vindictive way. So Cardi B better not fart in the wrong direction.
No, that's a fact. And I'm under the impression that this is what's been going on. People in the blogs have been saying that he's been sober for X amount of time and blah, blah, blah. Let's just keep our fingers crossed that there's nothing crazy going on. You know what I'm saying?
Because she's got backup pages. She's
honey,
got everybody on that. She's ready.
She can't wait. But you know what? Real quick before I leave, she needs to stop because she's a married woman, okay?
Mm.
No one's marriage is perfect, okay? So please stop it. Please stop it. You
yeah,
know
but
what
if
I'm
you,
saying?
If, but it, well, you know what? Don't stop it. You know why? Because the energy I get from Tasha K, honestly,
mm-hmm.
and this is the most intriguing part for her to me, is that she
yeah.
almost has this elitist, like, she cannot be touched. It's almost like kind of like
yes,
how the baby
honey.
Feels like they cannot be touched. Like everything is not
yes.
a big deal. Her life is perfect because she's married and she has her two kids and she's a YouTuber. And so it's
baby.
Like, oh, and it's only $75,000 and it's nothing. So, girl,
honey,
you better just
give
hope
me $75,000 right now, miss. Give it to me right now. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
stop.
She has this energy that, you know, everything, like she can't be touched and everybody else can. So.
Yes, I'd
like to see it.
Oh, my God. You're absolutely right. But thank you so much for taking my call. I'm just going to sit
you.
Here and listen to everybody else. Okay, sweetie.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Okay. 7591, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon. How are you?
I'm overly exceptional. How are you?
I'm good. I was calling in to talk about a few things. First,
okay.
I want to say, the way you say Tasha K, like, always sends me, you be like, Tasha K.
Tasha K.
Tasha K. And then you make this face with it where it's like, I know what you're trying to say without you even saying anything. But, yeah, she always acting like, you know, like you said, like she want to take somebody down and expose them. And, you know, she'd be like, I'm right beneath God, and he's appointed me to take all these people down and this and that. And,
right.
You know, she's always doing way, way, way too much. But as far as the Cardi thing is concerned with, like, the club, like, had that been Nicki, she would have walked past all of them, you know. So I just feel like they should, you know, just be grateful for whatever she did because, like you said, she didn't have to do that. She could have went in there, collected her bag, and, you know, walked out the door. But some people want to be mad at everything. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And then as far as, like, Erica Banks working with Cardi, I think that's great because Cardi is putting a lot of females on right now. Nicki never did that, never really worked with female rappers back in the day. And the Barbs always want to say, oh, well, you know, she worked with Trina, this and that. But it was like, that was on Trina album, and Trina had to reach out to her. You know what I mean? Like, Nicki never put no females on her personal album, you know, but they never want to talk about that. You know what I mean? And then I also wanted to get into the thing because you keep bringing up the Jesse going to the bathhouse and stuff.
Don't say nothing crazy, reckless. Okay, but
okay,
go ahead.
I'm not. Okay, yep. Okay.
Well, hold on. You can only have this conversation because, see, a lot of the girls didn't understand this conversation, like the real girls. Like, Fish didn't understand it. But I'm only going to allow you to talk on this if you tell me, have you ever been to a bathhouse before?
I've actually been to the one that Jesse was at.
Okay. So you know okay. So tell us about it.
Yeah. So it's called Steamworks. It's on the north side.
We got one
Boystown.
Of those out here. I've been to a Steamworks. They got one in the Bay. Yeah. Steamworks is everything. Yes. It was. Yes. Then I definitely know what it's giving. Okay. Let's talk.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Steamworks. It's in Boystown. It's like right off of Delmont and Halsted. So you go in there, you pay like a little fee to get in, like, you know, $20 or whatever. They give you a locker. You can either walk around with like a towel on or like have your towel off.
Very much
so. They do have like, yeah.
And in Steamworks, they got the steam rooms. They got the like really sticky, sticky steam room where it'd be a lot going on in there. And then they got another room. Well, I don't know how the Chicago one is, but this steam room got like two. This Steamworks got like two steam rooms. The one I
yeah, they got like They got saunas, swimming pools, mm-hmm. like jacuzzis, mm-hmm. the private rooms. But mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest, when I went, there was not a lot of like young guys there. It was like a lot of like older, you know, like the old generous type of guys, like the older white guys or older Middle Eastern guys that you
and a
really
lot of fat queens ready
to
suck some, you know,
yeah.
and a lot of big fat ones ready to do a lot of. Yeah, they was ready to go get to the glory hole and give you life. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so when I went, I was pretty much there for like maybe an hour. You know, like you want to go to experience it, you know, as a gay male, it's like something that you'd be like, I wonder, you know, what this is all about. So I went just to check it out, and, you know, I wasn't really impressed. And so, you know, some of the more private parties be better than those, like, come one, come all things, you know, we just pay like a fee.
Now I've never been to one of those.
Yeah, they, you know, you have to be very selective because sometimes there are some like unsavory people there too, but you know.
And I hear those parties are just jet black dark. So you can't see anything that's going on. You don't know if there's a bump or this or that. I can't put myself in that kind of position.
Right, but you know what, a lot of people that go to those parties, I guess they, you know, they're okay with catching things, or maybe they already have something, and they just kind of like, you know, going out with a bang. So, yeah, you can't, if you're trying to be somebody who's trying to stay away from all of that, then it's best to not go, because a lot of them, they don't, you know, use protection and different things like that. So, but you're welcome to use protection, but some people get mad if you put protection on. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, I have a couple of girlfriends that they get into that. They go in there and they're masked, baby, and then they tear it up. They get booted up, you know, and they go to the different hotels and whatever. It's a whole community. That's a bit far for me. Like, if I do, like, a bathhouse situation, I'm more on a Jesse Smollett level. Like, I'm coming with someone. Like, I've never been to the bathhouse by myself. I've always went with my significant, like, or one of my girlfriends to get the key, or maybe my girlfriend in like a slight piece, and we were gonna kind of kiki in the bathhouse.
Right.
But like, but I've never went by myself. I've always went with somebody that I was going to have already. Like, I'm scared to really. Ooh. Yeah, I'm scared. Like, no shade. Like, it's hot. Like, I'm there for the you can watch me. But I'm not there to randomly sleep with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm more for the thrill of watch me sleep with my date. Don't think that you're going to touch me. Because I don't know you.
So you just like onlookers.
And not all the time. Just maybe the idea, the essence of. Because sometimes you just go to chill in the jacuzzi.
Yeah,
Maybe you're drunk or you're full. It's the end of the night. It's the club. Well, girl, where's everybody going? Oh, well, girl, we're going to the Steamworks. Okay, girl, let's key.
Oh, no, I've never seen nobody go to Steamworks after the club. But, you know, people will mainly just go to, like, an after party and then, you know, maybe to get, like, breakfast or something. And you know what I mean? Then you head home, you know, but.
Yeah, I've never been a girl to go after the club and start going to eat. I don't understand how the girls go to the. That's a whole nother conversation. How do you girls do that? Why would you go and eat?
Because you've been drinking and smoking and getting high.
That'd be the problem. Like, girl, who has time to. Yes, but girl, do you know, what are you eating for, baby? Like, what are you girls so hungry for? Like, you girls should be cleaned out and ready to go because you don't know what it's given at the end of the night. You girls want to go to Waffle House. All right. Listen, we're going to talk about that on the boys chat, but, yeah, shout out to you, caller.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. That's a good topic. Let me write that down. Eating after the club. Like, I never understood that. I've never been that person. And I never liked to be around boys that do that because I'm like, girl. Like, if there was a boy that I was talking to, I'm like, girl, we're not going to go eat. Like, what do you mean? Like, especially if I just met you and I'm trying to kiki and I'm trying to get into some things. Like, girl, no, you're definitely not about you. So you're going to be bloated and gassy and pooting and farting and doing all kinds of stuff. No, girl, we're about to have. Why are you hungry? I'm not hungry. I'm ready to get nasty. Why are we eating? What are you doing? You want to go sit down and eat a whole Waffle House meal. What do you mean? Bunch of bacon and ham and eggs. Like, girl, you do that after. Anyway, 7119, we're live on the air. Hello? Okay, not ready. 4054, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. Okay, so I wanted to say a situation, like you said, dang if you do, dang if you don't. As far as the aesthetic, we can all agree that there are places, especially on the West Coast, I actually know of quite a few people who have experienced or have witnessed situations similar to that. I do think that maybe not in all situations, but a lot of them, the clubs definitely are aware of what's going on at the front door. You can enforce your aesthetic through your dress code policy. If you want to get technical, in my opinion, it does become borderline discrimination, because if someone is not breaking the dress code policy, you just don't like the way that they look or what they're wearing or how it's put together, right? And, you know, you own a business, that's your prerogative.
I agree. I agree here for sure. I want to tell you, I agree for sure with the West Coast because, you know, but I don't think that's a women thing. I think that's a black mm-hmm. people thing, period. Like, it happens to black people.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay, go ahead.
As far as Wendy Williams, it's unfortunate that in a lot of these cases, people are, like, forced into retirement during their downfall. And I think that Wendy Williams could definitely go into education and maybe become a professor. She could be a great mentor, maybe get a program going at a university, mentor some people in media training. I don't really see her working for anyone or at anyone's university, but I could definitely see her jumpstarting her own program. I don't see her continuing in entertainment herself, but I think that she should just go ahead, sit down, and put some people on game and, you know, carry it out that way.
I like that idea. Every now and then, because, I mean, the lady's almost 60 years old. I mean, at some point, you just enjoy the money.
Yeah, you know, and it's just kind of like, I hate to see it happen after this amazing career, in spite of whatever she dealt with in her personal life. Looking at her career aside, she's had a great career, and to see her have to kind of sit down in the pitfall of what she's going through is unfortunate. I think that Beyonce is one of the few people in our generation who we'll see do it right. I think that you have to go out on a high and not let us as the audience catch you when you're low. We're going to take from you. This is the America's built on consumerism. So it's everyone wants to take and everyone wants to make. So if you are willing to continue to give to us, we're going to continue to take from you until we drain you out. Let's just think of all the people that's happened to. I think that Beyonce is gearing up to put herself first, and I'm only bringing her up because I'm making a comparison. I think that she's gearing up to take herself out on a high and make her own call, regardless of how anyone's going to feel about it, because it's also a dang if you do, dang if you don't situation in that regard. So I think that Wendy should try to save herself and just reroute. Chloe is not going to – this is my last point. Chloe – until she loves herself, everything she touches is going to fail. And I think that this is a lesson to all of us as people who look at not even just the Kardashians, but everyone that is in that lifestyle and in that light. We see the glitz, we see the glam, we see the money and the bags and the this and the that and the surgery and look good. It's aesthetically pleasing. Excuse me. But we don't know what these people go through at night when they take it all off and they put the phone down and they take their showers and they wipe it all off and they're just left with themselves and whatever that looks like without all that they do when they post the picture. We don't know what those people go through psychologically. So while I don't feel bad for Chloe, but I do empathize with her, you have to love yourself. And that's just a lesson to us all. And that's unfortunate that she's going through that. You know, regardless of what she looks like, but you were talking about how she looks, so that's all. I yield my time.
Yeah, and I love when you call because you're so smart and eloquently spoken. Do you do tarot readings, or are you a psychic medium?
I do my spiritual things.
You're very
really
intuitive
in that direction. Yeah, and I really do appreciate you, Armand. Like, I really do enjoy watching you. And even tonight, I was going through something, and I was a little bit down, and I saw your notification, and I was like, bet, let me roll up. I'm finna chill. I'm finna laugh. And you give, like,
right,
genuine good energy. And when I'm in the West Coast, I hope I'm not being too forward. I would love to meet you for lunch somewhere.
Absolutely.
You can choose a place in the middle of the city. My cousin, shout out to Jenna. She's out there. I'm always shouting her out because we love you, bro. And it, when I'm out there, I would definitely love to reach out and take you out to lunch. But that's all. I'm going to get off.
Okay, yes, yes. Let's do that. Thank you, baby. Okay, shout out to Houston. But, you know, I love you. I really want to come out there and we can go get some boudin balls. Because I'm a boudin girl myself. I love a good southern boudin. Okay. Well, we're going to take a couple more. Listen, and here's the thing. I'm not going to do that. Here's the thing. This is what this show is about. I don't take it personal. I'm not personally invested. Listen, I like for you guys to watch this show for the hour, 2 hours sometime that you're here for you to escape reality. You know what I mean? So for you to watch me and get a kiki at whatever, the wigs, the this, the songs, the sermons, my goal is for you guys to leave this like, hey, whatever I had going on, I escaped it for an hour or two. So that's the whole point. You know, I give you me for an hour or two for you to escape your reality because, you know, we all need some way to escape. So, okay, let's keep it pushing. 3217, you're live on the air. Get in here.
What's up, Armand? I'm calling
hey.
From St. Louis. I love
you. I hope
show.
You got something really
you.
Good to talk about. Like, I hope you got some energy for me, baby. What do you need to get into?
I have a question. So
okay.
This is about Tasha B and Tasha K and Cardi B, right?
Tasha
K. Saying, right. You know, I love when you say it too. Okay, so with her saying that it's only $75,000 at risk, right? I want to know, is it reaching if Cardi B or her team was to say, if Cardi B wins the case or whatever, that Tasha K has to stop her whole YouTube platform? Is that reaching?
Well, I'm no lawyer, so I don't know.
But in your opinion.
No, I don't think that that's reaching. Like, I mean, I don't know if she can take the channel. I think that's why Tasha's been talking so much, because I think that if I'm Tasha K, right, and I'm one of the lawyers, mm-hmm. and we're having a conversation, I'm trying to figure that out first. So I think that Tasha K knows that she can't take the channel. I'm gonna be honest with you. You ready for me to be honest? I'm about to
yeah.
be all the way honest with you. It's easier okay. for Tasha K to win this case than it is Cardi B, because I'm gonna tell you why. And I'm just keeping it a bean. It's easier for celebrities. I mean, it's easier for non-celebrities to win cases like this than it is for the celebrity, because they're public figures. And then there's a bias when it comes to, you know, celebrity. They feel like you should be able to take it. You should be able to handle it. So I don't think that Cardi B can get her Tasha K's channel taken down, because honestly, if Cardi B wins, it would almost be like she barely got there, because it's really hard for celebrity to win defamation lawsuits.
Okay, I understand.
You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
it's like, girl, you're a public figure. Like, how you mad?
You
like, you make all
you, on the team.
Yes, right? And then the jurors are human too. So there's
right.
some kind of built-in bias. Like, you know, like me and you, we're not rich and famous like, you know, a Cardi B. So we might feel like, girl, please. We don't want, we...
Right.
We're not voting for you. We want the girl. We want Tasha K.
Right. Okay, this is my last thing. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I haven't been following it, but I'm getting back into it because of me watching YouTube and all of that. I'm going to
okay.
tell you flat out. This coming from a big girl, right? When I saw all of the stuff with my boy Juicy falling apart, and this is where pivotal for me. Like I said, I'm a big girl. This is where it fell apart for me. I live in St. Louis. Chicago is up 70. So the weather is kind of similar to Chicago. So he said it was 2-something in the morning. He was walking in the middle of a snowstorm to go to Subway to get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all living in the same time zone in the same period, okay? There's no way, sweetheart, you're walking at 2-something to a Subway. Subway ain't open past 8.
Mm.
I didn't believe it from there.
I don't believe Jesse either. I never believed Jesse. I always felt like it was some tea. I felt like he was on Jacked or Grindr and kind of met when and had a bad date. I wasn't right about
That's what my brother said. My brother is, I'm an ally, and my brother is part of the community. And my brother was like, that's knock-knock time. That's time for when you go and knock some business down, come home, take a shower, and go to sleep. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense too. But I truly didn't believe none of it when he said he was going to Subway at 2 something in the morning. Subway ain't open past 8. I caught you in a lie. I'm fat. Mm-mm. Now,
thank
if you had said you was walking to McDonald's, Burger King, or Wendy's, any of the other girls, okay, fine. But you came with Subway? Then when he pulled up and had Lee Daniels, and Lee Daniels had screenshotted his FaceTime, It just fell apart from there even more. But I just want you to know I love you from St. Louis, and I'll be watching all the
shout out
stuff
to the,
you
to
do.
The, what they do in St. Louis? What kind of dance show? Y'all listen to Nelly Steele? Who hot in St. Louis? Is there any chicks out there that's hot? Or y'all the hottest person is the St. Louis? And what's Nelly? What's his name? Y'all listen to Nelly Steele?
You know what? I'm going to say this because I know you like Erica Banks, but Nelly right now is getting his hype and his comeback around because Erica Banks, she sampled Nelly, his song, in her song. So everybody is kind of picking Nelly back up because she sampled him in that song. So that's just what we got right now. That's about it.
Okay.
You want to get you some St. Louis when you come to, if you come through, because I don't expect you to stop. If you come through, get you some toasted ravioli.
I got a really close friend in St. Louis, like a real one of my day one girlfriends in St. Louis. So you know when the Armand Wiggins show goes on tour. St. Louis might be a stop if the crowd is there. No shade. It's probably going to be Atlanta, so you might have to just come down to Atlanta. But yeah,
I would expect if you came through St. Louis as a pit stop, I promise you, I will cook you something to eat, give you a hug around your neck, and send you right on down the highway wherever you was going. I don't expect nobody to stop in St. Louis like that. I love my city. I'm from the Lewin Prior, but we behind the time. We slow.
Thank you, baby.
We like, what's this place down there in Florida where the old people go and retire?
Orlando?
That's St. Louis. Where the old people come and retire. That's what we are. Yes, sir.
All right.
But
bye,
I'm getting
off. Okay, I've got to let you go, baby, because it's getting long-winded, okay? Okay, 9526, you're live on the air. Get in here.
Okay, first, I want to answer the question about the Tasha Tate lawsuit. What you were saying about the defamation is correct, but it's an actual legal standard. So when you're suing a regular person, you have to prove that the statement was false. But when you're suing a celebrity or a public figure, you have to prove that it's false and that the person had actual malice. So that's very difficult to prove because you have to prove someone's state of mind. And so that's, I don't know, that's a very difficult legal standard. It is possible, but it's very rare. I think Jamie Lee Curtis won a defamation case, but it's just hard to prove. I also want to talk about, well, I don't know. I mean, I called yesterday. We were talking about the whole bathhouse thing I had.
Your phone keeps breaking up.
Let me put you on my.
Okay, and while you put me on that, I think that you're right. But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Let's talk about the Tasha K piece real quick. Like I said, like you said, I 100% believe you, and I know that you're correct. But here's the issue. I think Tasha K, and like I said, it's not all the way over yet. But I think Tasha K could have really won this had she not got in her own way. Throughout the time, there's been so many posts of her, even within the last couple of weeks, about her calling Cardi B HB and, you know, saying that she has the H word. So it's just like, if you would have left it at day one, I think Tasha K really could have, it'd have been a clear win for Tasha K because you would have had to prove intent. But for the last 3 years, you've been antagonizing this woman and subtly and deliberately saying that this woman had the H. So it's like, you don't think that all of those texts, all of those videos and all of those tweets have been screenshotted and sent over to her lawyers? You're crazy. So it'd be interesting to see which way the jury goes.
Yeah, I don't listen to Tasha K, so I didn't know that this was a repetitive thing. I thought it was maybe a one-time. I don't know. I don't listen to Tasha K, but
okay.
Yeah, if there's a history of it, then maybe there actually is malice. So I don't know. Yeah, so do you have anything else about Tasha K? Because I want
to
comment on
it. No, I'm done.
Okay, so we have people in the – because what I was talking about yesterday is the reason why I don't like putting – the business out, the gay business out there, is because we get judged and somebody's saying, oh, I'm doing the same thing. No, because we have people in the comment section saying that that sounds nasty, right? And so there's this whole stigma with gays. We can't even donate blood. And so there's a stigma that we're just engaging into. I guess it's true, but still, they don't need to know. Because everybody's not doing it. There's a segment of it. And, I remember I was – talking to this one guy, he found out that because I went to Steamworks specifically in Chicago, and he said he went there and he got the pink eye, and then he was basically looking at me like I was there. Okay, yeah, I went there, but if I did do something, I used protection. Everybody's not just going over there, you know, barebacking. And, man, I don't know. Steamworks is actually off the chain. I don't know, people don't say that anymore. Whatever that expression is, you got to go on the weekends, though. You got to go, like, on a Friday. I think they do go after the clubs because they don't start coming in until, like, after 2, all the black guys. But before that, it's, like, a whole bunch of, like, fat, older, white guys. It's just, you know, you can find a black guy here and there, but you got to – it's the weekend. And you can go to the – oh, I know what I want to say. I want to talk to you about those parties because you talk about how it would be pitch black. Well, the trick is to bring a glow stick. I bring the glow stick, but the problem is those dudes don't like it because they think, I'm not putting it up in your face. I'm not trying to look at your face or watch. You know, some people do that. They'll bring the glow sticks and watch your face, and they want to be discreet, but I don't do that. I'm just trying to see, because you can't even see where you're walking. But, yeah, I don't like it pitch black. That's nasty.
Okay.
So that's all
so
I have
let's
to say.
Start with the, no, let's start with the bathroom. And listen. You are my people. I don't know if you watch Boys Chat, but, you know, I created a space for people like us, and I'm always going to make sure that, you know, my boys are, you know, protected as much as I can. But at the end of the day, you know, that doesn't bother me anymore when straight people are like, oh, this and that, this is weird. Because, listen, they can think whatever they want. Some of my closest girlfriends, when I say girlfriends, I mean guys, they've caught, you know, STDs, HIV, all of those things from women. You know what I mean? So, women are just – and straight people are just as freaky and nasty, and they do all – they do the cocaine, and they do everything just like gay people do. You know what I mean? Now, the bathhouse, like you said, I've been, but, you know, you don't have to – you're not walking in there necessarily just sticking your thing in anything or just letting – you know, because there's – I've never really went to a bathhouse and had sex. Like, you know, I haven't. That's not just – like, I haven't done it. You know what I mean? Now, those other parties, I've never been to one of those parties per se because I don't like that it's dark. Now, one time I went to Miami Sizzle, and one of my girlfriends, which is a guy, he was like, they're having a party in the hotel, but it's one of those kind of parties. I've always been a little bit nervous about those parties because it's always been pitch black, and I just feel like I don't like that because I feel like, what are you concealing? What are you hiding? I want to see what's going on. I want to check it. I want to look. I want to, you know, I want to touch. I want to look around. You know what I mean? I want to look at you. I want to know what you look like. You know what I mean? Now, so I peeked in there, but it was way too dark. And it was, and then you can't have any sort of, like you said, you can't have any sort of glow light, any sort of cell phone light, any sort of light. So it's just kind of, you get what you get in those situations. Now, some girls are risky like that. It is what it is. For me, that's not my stilo. You know what I mean? That's just not my thing. So I don't really know too much about those kind of parties because I went that one time, peeked in there, and realized it was not for me.
Well, and I don't like hooking up with somebody. If I can't see who you are, that's, you know, because they used to be fat. Oh, I mean, you turn the lights on and just like, oh, who the hell did I just have sex with? But
Right.
I just want to make this last comment. The other hot spot, which I don't know where you are, but in certain cities they have the bookstores. Where I am, the you know, cis girls have invaded our territory because that was always the spot where the gay boys hang out. And then these cis women are coming in. I don't know if they're hookers or what, but all the trade are going to the women. And it's just like, y'all can go anywhere to go meet men. Why are y'all coming into our spaces? I just don't like it. It really pisses me off because where else are you going to go? I said that was the last, but this is the last comment. Those guys that you meet in those places, the bathhouses and those parties, you think that it's trashy, but you actually can meet decent guys who you actually could be in a relationship with. But it's just because of the gay community. It's so hard to meet people besides online, but you meet people where you meet them, and they're not all trashy.
Okay. Thank you, baby. You have a good night. I love you for listening and watching. Okay. Y'all get out of her space because she is fed up. Okay. Listen, Chicago has 24-hour subways. Oh, I didn't know that. They say in Chicago got 24-hour subways, baby. Get it together. Understand what it's given. Understand it's given what needs to be gave. Chicago got 24-hour subways, Miss Mamas. Straight like that. Okay, it's people been on. Okay, we're gonna take a couple more. Okay, 7063, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Good. How are you?
So, I first of all want to apologize. I had called in during the live you did with DaBaby and Dani Leigh and the whole thing with the situation with him kicking her out. I want to apologize because that was my first time on your live, so I didn't know that there was no cussing allowed. I was over there talking
about. Oh, did I hang up on you?
You did. You did. I was at the Starbucks and I was cussing up a storm, and I apologize. I was speaking to black women about these dusties and the Holy Ghost. So I apologize. I did subscribe though, so now I know the rules. But I will say, with the whole Tasha K thing, she can be a bit problematic, because I don't know the details of it, but I know she's gotten into it with other YouTubers, other, black female content creators as well. And she's been behind some of the drama between, you know, other YouTubers getting, you know, going at it with her. So she can be a bit problematic.
Let me tell you something. I find that's interesting is, like, you know, in this space, like, I provided two, and maybe people, it went over people's heads, but I provided two receipts of where Tasha K was reaching out to Bobby Lights, and because he didn't respond, she came at him in such a vile manner because he said he hopes Cardi B wins the lawsuit. See, this is the part that I, you know, don't appreciate sometimes, because it's like, it's the rooted homophobia for me, for her and a lot of the subscribers. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, this woman literally attacked this man because he wouldn't come and do her an interview on her show. But, you know, but at the same time, sometimes I don't even like to give her, she's problematic, because, you know, when you give those type of women and those type of people that, it makes them feel like, yeah, I got under their skin. You know what I'm saying? I got, so then they go.
I don't know. It's a mess. It really is a mess. The whole Bobby Light thing. That is disrespectful. I think there's something wrong where she takes, like everything is personal for her, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. And that was my
issue,
too.
I don't know.
That was my issue, too. Like, why, like, when I watch her, like, when I've watched her shows, and I've literally sat there and watched her shows, so I'm not going to lie, but I've watched her shows, and I'm like, why is she sound like she's mad at the person versus just spilling the tea? Why does it sound like it's like, I'm going to get you? Like, what did they do to you? Why is it personal?
I feel like it's like she's trying to me, it's almost like she's trying to be like the next Wendy Williams. Like, you know how, like, when Wendy came on the scene, you know, she would get under celebrity skin and she would spill tea that, you know, nobody knew about. Like, she was just that girl that, you know, had all the information. I feel like she's trying to, like, somehow, I don't know, maybe transition from YouTube to mainstream, but I feel like she's trying to be the next Wendy. Like, how can I piss off, you know, so many people to get my name out there? And I don't know if that is, I mean, it worked for Wendy, but I don't know if it's going to work, if it can work for Tasha K.
That's a whole nother video. I think outside of that, like, Tasha K just doesn't have the look and the charisma. Like, she has the platform, but she has it because they're not coming there. See, oh God. Okay. I'm gonna just say this. I'm gonna let it go. They're not coming there because she's funny and she's fashionable and she has this beautiful, or she has this entertaining personality. They're coming there because they want to know who she's exposing. You know what I mean? So the minute she decides to, you know, not exposed and just spill the tea, no one's going to be interested. Tasha K. Literally, I'll tell you why Tasha K is successful. It's not because she's fashionable. It's not because she has this great entertaining personality. It's not because she has this quality. It's because she will take the risk and exploit, or she is salacious. And most people are afraid to be salacious and afraid to lie, and sometimes, like, she will expose. So you will go to her because you're like, well, what is she about to expose? You never go to her because you're like, she has this charismatic personality that's so entertaining that she's a nut and a kook and a cackle. And what is she wearing? Wendy,
no,
you know,
somebody
Wendy
in
would,
chat didn't say her.
but Wendy her, Williams, her hold on, anyway. But Wendy Williams, while, you know, maybe at one point you went for her for the tea, but now you go because she's a cackle. What is she wearing? Is she going to shift her wig? Is she going to burp? What, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, you go for her isms, the Wendy Williams isms.
Yes.
Tasha K doesn't have any isms. The thing that you know about her is just like, who is she mad at? And what is she going to expose about them?
And it's not benefiting her because less and less people are going to respond. She's going to start reaching out to more people and less people are going to be responding because she's just that type of person. And she's trying to get interviews, which I'm assuming that's what the makeup of her entire channel is just interviews.
I don't know.
It's not going to work for her if she's chasing everybody away with her.
Well, no, she'll get those interviews because a lot of people know. So that was the strategy. So as a bully, when you do that, like, a lot of people, like Nicki Minaj is afraid of her. You know, remember, she dragged Nicki Minaj and she dragged Kenneth Petty. However, Nicki Minaj caught Tasha K during the Wendy Williams era when Wendy Williams was dragging Kenneth Petty. And then Nicki Minaj wanted Tasha K to be messy on Wendy Williams' time. Tasha K took it too far and said that she had the baby's name, right? And then Tasha K was also recording Nicki Minaj on the other phone while she was live. Fast forward, I feel like her and Nicki Minaj had a conversation on the phone. Nicki Minaj had got comfortable, started spilling tea to Tasha K. Then it started to come out, the receipt started to come out about how Tasha K used to drag her and her husband. Nicki Minaj then wanted Tasha K to sign an NDA. But at that point, it was too late.
She had
started following Tasha K. She had already brought Tasha K on Queen Radio. And Tasha K told Nicki Minaj, I'm not signing an NDA. So now Nicki Minaj has to continue following Tasha K because whatever Nicki Minaj did and told Tasha K knows too much and is not signing the NDA. So now she has to appease Tasha K because now she's afraid because Nicki Minaj talked too damn much to Tasha K because she didn't realize Tasha K was dragging her and her husband. So she's indebted to Tasha K.
Well, she definitely is playing chess when it comes to certain people.
Yeah.
Playing chess, not checkers. But anyway, keep doing what you do.
Thank you.
I'm a new subscriber, so no problem.
Thanks for calling in. Okay, we're going to take a couple more, and I do mean a couple, and we're going to get up out of here. All right, 4425, you're live on the air.
Oh, my God. I made it on the show. Hi,
yes,
Armand.
You did. Hey, what's going on, baby? How are you?
I'm doing good. I only called in to speak about the Cardi B thing with the
girl, letting her in the club. Okay.
Okay, so I saw somebody else's video, and they had, like, three viewpoints and from cameras. And basically, Cardi B asked the girls why they were standing outside. So it's not like they were begging her. So people who paint a narrative like they're out here begging, they weren't begging. Cardi B honestly wanted to know why they were standing outside. And I just feel like I saw their faces. I did see it. I saw them. They did look just a little bit ratchet. And I've been in Miami multiple times, and I'm from Cleveland. We don't like that here. New York clubs, they are like that. Miami clubs, they are like that, where if you don't fit a certain aesthetic, they won't let you in. So when me and my friends, when we went to Miami, we knew, like, if you want to get in certain clubs, like, baby, you're going to have to come with it. Like, no hair out of place, nothing out of place.
So how did
like,
those girls look?
Girl,
did those girls look cute? Be honest.
They were decent. They were average at best. They were decent. Like, they were decent, but it's not like, when you go to Miami, it's like, it's Wonderland. It's not just the white girls. It's not just the Latina girls. Every woman in Miami looks good. Like, it's like a candy store down there. Everybody looks good in Miami. So you can't do what you did in your hometown, especially if it's not up to par, up on fashions. You can't do that in Miami. Like, you have to come with it. Like, you have to blend in. And if you stand out, they don't want you in there because it don't look like you got money. And the big reputation of black people in Miami is that we don't tip. So if you look a certain way, them girls, they don't want you in there. The bouncers don't want you in there. Those girls in there, the guys in there, they working off tips. They want their tips. If you look a certain way, they don't think you're going to tip. They think you're going to be wilding out. And it's a lot of our representation in the media that they only show the ratchet black girls. And there's black girls out there like myself and my friends. We're all travel nurses. We keep ourselves up. And I would consider me and my friends pretty classy. So you have some girls like us. You have some women who are more bougie and more classy than we are. But you do have a lot of the hood booger type of girls who have entitlement to be in certain circles and areas when you have not done that work to even be able to be in there. Is it discriminatory? It is what it is, because you're not going to pull up to the mayor's ball thinking that you're about to just go in there because you want to go in there. No, you have to be invited in. You have to fit that standard. They're not going to just let anybody go into anywhere.
Okay. Well, thank you. Said what you said.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you, boo, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Bye. Okay. All right. So we're going to wrap right there. That is it. If you didn't make it on the show, make